Shalom uvracha, and welcome to the Marshall Portnoy Show. Good morning, everyone. This is Marshall Portnoy, and welcome to the show. This morning, it's, well, Teresa Brewer said it best, and here she is. That's right, it's an all-music program today, and we'll be visited as well by Chef Jane with the perfect accompaniment, the perfect word because it's all music today, the perfect accompaniment for summer fruit, and the maven who gets us craven for Yiddish, that is, Rita Ratzen. So let's get started with Lori Akers. Shamru, written and performed by Lori Akers, not your grandmother or grandfather's for Shamru. I'd love to know who played the fiddle on that one. Maybe Lori will call in. The lines are open at 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. So call in your requests, comments, or questions. There's a lot you can do with that famous Vishamru text. The children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath because God kept the Sabbath by resting on the seventh day. So do you hear that text in a Gotham country rock way like Lori did? After all, God rested with joy, and God rested in what would become Kentucky, as well as what would become Kazakhstan. So let's go to a more traditional but equally compelling setting of Vishamru. A bit more on the traditional side. This is by Julie Simon.
V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam berit olam v'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbat, lasot et ha-shabbat, lidor otam berit olam. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam. Ki sheshet yamim, asa Adonai et ha-shamayim, et Yom Hashvi Shavat 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 Vayinafash Shavat 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 Vayinafash V'shameru, v'shameru, b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. V'shameru, v'shameru, b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. V'shameru, v'shameru, b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. V'shameru, v'shameru, b'nei Yisrael. Shabbat, et ha-shabbat, et ha-shabbat, et ha-shabbat.
And you may recognize that as the theme song of this very program. More Laurie Akers on its way, but I want to spend a little time in my own field, and that's Chazanut, Chazonish, the cantorial art. And surely among the greatest cantors alive today is the great Paul Zim. Here he is on a piece from the Rosh Hashanah liturgy, Uv'yom Simchaschem, or in modern Hebrew, Uv'yom Simchatchem. Uv'yom Simchatchem uv'moadechem uv'roshe chodshechem utkatem b'chatzotzrot, on your happy occasions, on your holidays, on your new months, blast those trumpets.
Uv'yom simchaschem u'moadechem uv'roshechotchechem uv'roshechotchechem uskatem b'chatzot
Shalmechem,
Hashem Elokeichem. Ki ato shomeya, shomeya kol shofor. Umazin teruwa. V'yein domeno umazin teruwa v'yein domeno
tell you, that was a trumpet indeed. Paul Zimm comes from a great cantorial family. In a moment, older brother Saul Zimm. But first, as they say, a word from our sponsor. And that is a great sponsor, a great service to our whole community. One Stop. One Stop Technology Solutions. You know, radio and music and writing make me very dependent on the computer, a miracle that's made our lives so much richer, more efficient. We're able to do so much because of it, well, until we can't because something happened. It doesn't sync. Suddenly it doesn't process. It doesn't turn on. It doesn't turn off. It doesn't copy. It doesn't paste. Or much worse, we've lost hours and hours of hard work, gone, because something happened. Well, I've had my share of computer mishaps, but never a computer disaster. And that's because of the good people at One Stop Technology Solutions. Best of all, I don't have to schlep the computer. Not that I could if I wanted to, because it's too heavy. So One Stop Technology Solutions comes right to me. It's truly one stop, that one stop being my telephone. I just dial 215-924-5191, and that's the story, my friends. They come to me, as they have been doing for more than 20 years. It may take them 5 minutes or 5 hours, or rarely. They schlep the unit to their magic laboratory for about 5 days, but the problem is solved. In fact, in these more than 2 decades, there's never been a problem they have been unable to solve, and they are as adept at Mac as they are at PC. Their service to you starts even before the purchase of your laptop or desktop, because they will take time with you without charge to determine what computer is best for you. Once you select it, they will install it and instruct you with charge, I'm afraid, but you will not be afraid of your computer. It will be a dependable friend, as it should be. They will then continue to provide help and advice and the all-important backup you cannot do without, unless you want to be without your hard work, which you don't. They can even magically recover data in a way you never thought and I never thought possible. Friends, this may be the most important call you make this summer. Start your business or academic year right, because the best computer in the world is only as good as its support. And how nice when you can get 100% of that support with one stop. I don't know how they do what they do, but I know they do it. The website is onestopcs.com. That's onestopcs.com. And the number again, 215-924-5191. That's onestopcs.com, 215-924-5191. Make that call. All right, I promised you Saul Zinn, Paul's older brother. I think both of them born in Portland, Maine. Well, they will correct me if I'm not correct. Saul, 5 years older, born in 1939, and Cantor, I think, for life at the Hollis Hills Bayside Jewish Center. Here he is, great cut, Shalom Aleichem. Have fun. La 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 la. Shalom aleichem, lachei hashores, lachei elyon. Mimelech, mimelech, malchei hamelochim, hakadosh baruch hu. Boachem lishalom, malachei hashalom, malachei elyon. Mimelech, mimelech, malchei hamelochim, hakadosh baruch hu. La 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 la. Sholom, malachei hasholom, malachei elyon. Mimelech, mimelech, malachei hamelachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Tzitzchem, lesholom, malachei hasholom, malachei elyon. Mimelech, mimelech, malachei hamelachim, hakadosh baruch hu. La 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 la. We are blessed with a plethora of young Jewish musicians, singers and composers who have created a vibrant, direct musical expression of Jewish immediacy. Laurie Akers is one of them, named as an outstanding emerging artist of Jewish rock radio. Now, even that phrase would have been thought an oxymoron just a few decades ago, but thankfully, certainly no longer. The fact is that Jewish music has always taken from and given to its surrounding cultures. And we have lived in many lands, often not because we wanted to, but because we were forced to do so. But wherever we have lived, we've sung. Anyway, Laurie graduated University of Michigan in musical theater, Miss USO, no less, and now cantorial soloist at Congregation Or Shalom in Vernon Hills, Illinois. She wowed us on the show a few weeks ago with such a positive, energetic composition, Stand Strong, I think it was. Here she is with Oseh Shalom.
Oseh Shalom b'mromad, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Ve'al kol yoshvei tevel ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, Oseh Shalom. Oseh Shalom b'mromad, hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'al kol yoshvei tevel ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru and watches over us. Help us build a world filled with love. May the one who makes peace above and blesses all of us. Hu ya'aseh shalom, Oseh shalom. Oseh shalom b'mromad. Hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu. Ve'al kol Yisrael, ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen, ve'imru amen.
You may have heard another voice singing with Lori, sort of making a beautiful harmony a la Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. Well, it was Lori Akers and Noah Aronson. Noah himself, a fabulous young composer. I'm going to play one of his best-known works, and a work that I'm very, very attached to. You know, when you get up to the Ark to sing Baruch Hu, what are you saying? Blessed is God. But you're also asking, am I ready for this? Am I ready to pray to the Lord? Am I ready to represent the congregation? Am I awake? Am I prepared?
Am I awake? Am I prepared? Are you listening to my prayer? Can you hear my voice? Can you understand? Am I awake? am I prepared? Ya la 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 la, 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 ya la 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 la. Am I awake? Am I prepared? Are you listening to my prayer? Can you hear my voice? Can you understand? Am I awake? Am I prepared? Ya la 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 la, 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 ya la 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 la. Ya la 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 la, ya la 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 la. Barechu et Adonai Hamevorah, Baruch Adonai Hamevorah Leolam Vaed, Leolam Vaed. Ya la 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 la, 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 ya la 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 la.
This is Marshall Portnoy at WWDB AM 860. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day in Philadelphia. And that made me want to speak with Rita Ratson about the weather. Gorgeous change in the weather here.
And sunshine sight.
What?
Sunshine sight. It's time already.
Say it again. I love it.
Sunshine sight.
Sunshine
sight.
What sight?
The word sight means time.
Schoen?
Schoen means already.
Already.
You didn't know that all this time you sang the word.
No.
What did you think it meant? It always makes me laugh when people use words and they think they're speaking Yiddish, and then when they find out what the word means, they're so surprised.
Because that's a word in a lot of the songs that I sing.
Oh.
Schoen.
But Schoen means already.
Already. Okay. And this, it is?
Siz.
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 Siz means... Join.
Siz is a contraction of S,
is.
Means it is.
It's.
And right.
It sounds that way in English, too. It is, it's.
Exactly. There's lots of contractions
learn
in Yiddish,
too. Something every
too.
Day with Rita Ratson by your side. All right. And so you said it's time already. Or how?
Siz shine sight.
And sight again.
Zeit means time.
Zeit, time. Okay. So how do you say it's warm and glorious?
Es ist warm und sehr schön.
And the sun is shining.
Die Sonne scheint.
Die Sonne, the sun scheint. And the trees are glistening.
Die Bäume glistenen.
And the light is shining through the green leaves.
Die...
I'm going to catch you
through the green leaves.
The light is shining through the green leaves.
Die Sonne scheint mit die grüne Blätter.
And I want to go swimming.
Ich will gehen schwimmen.
Schwimmen. Okay, and glisten and schwimmen. You can tell the relationship between these.
Everybody's going to start speaking Yiddish.
Yiddish. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I would love it.
Okay. But... Aubert. They say there's going to be a thunderstorm later.
Sie sagen, es wird gehen ein Sturm später.
Okay, and that brings me to ask this. In English, we freely say, They say the show is very good. They say that it's going to be warm tomorrow. In French, one says, and what about in Yiddish?
In Yiddish, there's a word specifically for they as one, or people, or everyone. That word is men. Menzukt.
And that's how you generally give the idea of what popular opinion is.
Yes.
Menzukt.
Menzukt.
Well, summer will be gone, unfortunately, and then it will be autumn.
The word autumn, there's two ways of speaking about that one word, that season. The season of autumn, there's a word that's quite a poetic. It's called Herbst. Herbst, as the English sounds like harvest.
Yeah.
But it's Herbst with a B, and that's the poetic word for the fall. The word that we use in regular Yiddish communication with each other, we will say, we talk about that season, anything that happens in that season, we talk about the Yontovim. It's the season of many of our holidays. Yontif is holiday, Yontovim is plural, holidays. And when we talk about anything during the fall or the Herbst, we generally will talk colloquially about Dion Toivim.
Oh, really? Okay. So that if we were to say, or if we wanted to say, in the fall we return to school.
Far Dion Toivim, or Zwischen Dion Toivim, or Nuch Dion Toivim. It depends when the holidays happen, mm-hmm. and it depends when school starts. Is it before the holidays, during the holidays, or after the holidays? And that is the general way of conversation at that time of the year among in the Yiddish community, the Yiddish-speaking community. It's all about before, during, or after the holidays.
Well, all the seasons in Philadelphia are pretty, even winter. So how do you say winter?
Winter.
And snow.
Schnee.
Schnee. And the snow is freezing on the ground.
Die Schnee is verfroren.
Verfroren.
Verfroren with an R. Verfroren auf der Erde. Verfroren.
Frozen.
Frozen.
And finally, the spring.
Der Frühling.
Oh, how pretty. So let's review. Summer.
Sommer.
Autumn.
Herbst oder Dion Toivim.
Winter.
Winter.
And spring.
Frühling.
And I wish you, Reader Ratzin, a beautiful and wonderful summer.
Herzlichen Dank.
It wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so.
Robert Goulet, If Ever I Would Leave You. A celebration of love, a celebration of the seasons. Music by two Jewish composers, Alan J. Lerner, the words, and Frederick Lowe, the music. They also composed My Fair Lady. Appropriate for a show entitled Music, Music, Music. Now, if you wanted to name a song that was the diametric opposite of If Ever I Would Leave You, you would probably do well to choose a song called Toy, which was performed by Netta Barzilai and won Eurovision, the international music contest, this past May. She is the Israeli viral sensation. Folks, this is not Lerner and Lowe. This is not Rodgers and Hammerstein. We talked about the eclectic nature of Jewish music. Well, this is music from Israel. But as Netta says, her influences have been all over the globe, including Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Skrillex, Major Lazer. But let's let her speak for herself.
Look, Doron Medali and Stav Becker wrote this song. They wrote it about the Me Too movement. I'm not your toy, not your toy. You bad boy. It's an amazing time when women are finding their voices, but I think it's an empowerment song in general. It's for everybody who's been struggling being themselves. They're told they're not good enough, not skinny enough, not pretty enough, don't sing big enough. I remember myself being in a wedding band, and I remember brides seeing my picture. I heard them on the phone. Don't you have a different singer? Don't you have a better looking one?
Wonder Woman, don't you ever forget. You're divine and he's about to regret.
Realizing that I am very different, and different is often not accepted. I was fat. I am fat. I've been told to change a lot. Your skirt is too short. Bring it a little bit down. You're very weird. Diet a little bit. Why you wear such bright colors? It's more flattering to wear black. At first I listened, and then I realized I'm very unhappy. We're only here for a minute. Why? Why are we busy being unhappy? I'm a funny pop star. That's who I am. People had a really hard time to accept it. I think I'm doing a great service to a lot of people, and we're breaking a really big stereotype, me and my team together.
Netta Barzilai, born January 22, 1993. She actually lived in Nigeria for 4 years as a kid and went back to Hod HaSharon for Hadarim High School. She was a counselor at an Israeli youth movement. And she has, by the way, a beautiful voice.
Osaan sanoa kymmenellekin kiitos, osaan hyvää uutta vuotta toivottaa. Mutta aamuöisin loistavaa tähteä en kiinni saa. Saatan kohtaa vaikeudet silmästä silmään, saatan olla hiljaa, jos niin vaaditaan. Come on. Voisin kulkea väsymättä maailman ääriin. Voisin tulla takaisin ja hengähtää. Mutta sinä kun olet mennyt, ei henkeäkään mulle jää. Maailman tuuliin mä menetin rakkaan. Pelasta mut, jos se käy sun almanahaan. Pelasta mut.
And that was Netta singing in Finnish. I'm not going to be able to pronounce the title of this song, but it's something like Rakauden Haudala, and it means Graves of Love. I can thank you in 10 languages. I can wish you a happy new year, but I can't reach stars that appear. Love is dead in the tide of life. Save me if it's not too much strife. Save me. Save. And believe you me, I could not have undertaken to produce this segment without the help of Chani Davis, yet again, who saved me. Thank you, Chani, all the way from Jerusalem, for your expert research on Netta. Chani tells me that there's some legal problems with the song Toy that won the Eurovision contest. Also that Netta has run into some anti-Semitism in Europe over this song. When I know, dear listeners, you will. Chef Jane is here with a delicious accompaniment to Summer Fruit. But first, here's Lori Akers.
Create, may the actions I take be in line with your divine glory. May the love that I feel be acceptable to you. May the times that I cry, I resist, say goodbye, be in line with your divine glory. Yulir Ratzon, im Reifi, beheg yon libi lefanecha. Adonai Tzuri, vego ali, my rock and my to you. May the path I create, may the actions I take be in line with your divine glory. יולרצון, אם רפי, והגיון ליבי לפניך. Adonai צורי, וגואלי, my rock and my redeemer. May the life that I lead be acceptable to you. May the times that I rise share that voice deep inside, be in line with your divine glory. You live at song, may it be your will. You live at song, may it be your will. You live at song, may it be your will. You live at song, may it be your will. You live at song, you live at song. May the path I create, may the actions I take be in line with your divine glory.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, some, summertime, summertime.
Ba-boom,
ba-boom. Shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dulcet days.
Chef Jane, so good to have you back after a little vacation. It is summertime, and we're looking for something special for this beautiful, gorgeous season of the year. What you got cooked up for us?
Well, yes, it is summer, so all the wonderful summer fruits are available. Peaches, nectarines, raspberries, blueberries, mm-hmm. strawberries, and a variety of melons.
Mm-hmm.
So dessert is easy. A bowl of berries or a fruit salad is a perfect dessert. But if you crave a sweet to go with the fruit, a shortbread cookie is a delicious accompaniment to fill that sweet tooth.
I bet that would taste fantastic.
I love shortbread cookies. The basic recipe is easy to make because it has only 6 ingredients.
Only 6 ingredients. Now, I have had the privilege of tasting your shortbread cookies. They are delicate, they are light, they are elegant, and they have just a little hint of texture, and I cannot imagine that you did that with just 6 ingredients.
Right, and no eggs either. So for those that might need to avoid eggs or be sensitive to eggs, you don't have to worry about that with this recipe. And the dough is rolled into a log, chilled, and then the cookies can be sliced right off the log, placed on a baking sheet, and baked. So
it's like that thing you get in the grocery store where you heat it up.
Exactly, but this is homemade, and there's no rolling out of dough, and there's no cookie cutters necessary. So it's really an easy recipe for a delicious result.
Well, then go back to what are those 6 ingredients?
Okay, so here are the 6 ingredients. We'll start with 10 tablespoons of unsalted butter at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I put these in my mixer. So you want to whip the butter for about a minute until it's light and fluffy, and then add a half cup of confectioner's sugar. That's powdered sugar or confectioner's sugar. And then the rest of the ingredients you're going to add after you have mixed your sugar in butter for another 2 minutes, again, so it's light and fluffy. You want to add 1 1/4 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. And I do this on the lowest speed of the mixer so you don't get flour flying all over your kitchen. And the 6th ingredient is 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar, which we'll use just before baking, but that does not go into the dough.
Okay, so 3 steps in terms of mixing. First, the butter.
And the sugar, the powdered sugar. Right, you want to fluff up your butter, then add the sugar, fluff it up again, and then you can add the vanilla, the sea salt, and the all-purpose flour. And that's your dough. So once that's mixed, you take it out and place it on a floured surface and roll it into a cylindrical log.
Okay.
And you're only going to have one log from this recipe. It's going to yield you about 24 cookies. And you're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. So there is a little fancying up you can do if you wanted to add nuts to the recipes. You could fold in about a half a cup of chopped nuts before you roll it into the log.
See, that's what I think. That gives you that texture that
right.
I really love.
And you could use pecans, hazelnuts, almonds, or pistachios. I've tried it with hazelnuts and pistachios, and they were both recipes were really good. So you have rolled your log, and you need to chill the dough at this point so that it becomes solid so you can cut it. So roll it into a log, cover it with plastic wrap, and put it in the fridge for at least 2 hours or overnight. So when you get ready to bake your cookies, obviously you want to remove the dough from the fridge, unwrap the plastic, and you're going to take that additional 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar, and on a piece of wax paper or something where it's, you know, going to keep everything nice and neat, you want to roll that log in the granulated sugar, sort of press the sugar into the dough to add a little additional sweetness to the edges of each cookie. And then after you use your granulated sugar, cut or slice the log into cookies about 1/4 inch thick. And you should get about 24 slices out of that. Place your cookies on a baking sheet and bake at 350 degrees for about 16 to 20 minutes until the edges are golden. Remove it from the oven, cool, place on a cookie rack, and enjoy with your summer fruit desserts.
Is there a particular way that the fruit and the cookie would look really nice together? Is there a particular presentation that you do?
Well, the fruit is so beautiful, you can serve a little fruit compote in a glass dish and then have your cookies on the side.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, as a mid-afternoon snack.
Happy summer.
Okay.
Happy shortbread. Okay.
Thank you.
Summertime.
It's summertime.
Thank you, Chef Jane. That's marvelous. This recipe, by the way, is not in Chef Jane's marvelous book, A Jewish Calendar of Festive Foods, but it will be on our Facebook page and also on our mailings. And by the way, if you're not getting the weekly mailing of the Marshall Portnoy Show, listing all our events, Chef Jane's recipes, and so on and so forth, just write to me at marshallportnoyshow@gmail.com or P.O. Box 2786, Ballykinwood, PA. We will see that you are put on that weekly mailing list, and you'll be getting interesting tidbits about the Jewish calendar, Jewish cuisine, Yiddish, and you will know in detail what's coming up in our following show and in the month ahead. P.O. Box 2786, Ballykinwood, PA, 19004, marshallportnoyshow@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Chef Jane. Thanks also to our great Yiddish commentator, Rita Ratzin, and to great singers and composers, Laurie Akers, Julie Simon, Paul Zim, Saul Zim, Noah Aronson, and Netta Barzilai. Toda rabah to consultant Chani Davis in Jerusalem. Again, if you'd like more information on the music in the show, if you have suggestions, comments, or just want to be in touch, write to me at marshallportnoyshow@gmail.com or P.O. Box 2786, Ballykinwood, PA, 19004. Next week, we'll be halfway through the Hebrew month of Av, and that means we're getting closer and closer to the last month of the popular year, the month of Elul. So, the theme next week is tzedakah, justice, righteousness, charity, doing the right thing. I'll be talking with a few Philadelphians who are involved in sacred work that might give you some ideas. Cheryl Barish Ehrlich heads up a fascinating organization called the Hebrew Free Loan Society. Maddie Malice is with Federation Early Learning Services. Finally, Esther Kutash will bring us up to date on the renovation and expansion of the first municipal monument to the 6 million, one that began in 1964 in our town. So you do the right thing. Tune in next week. Remember, we're right here at WWDB 860 AM in Philadelphia, broadcasting every Tuesday at 10 AM, repeating the show Erev Shabbat Friday at 10 AM, and for you much too early birds, Sunday at 6 AM. For those out of our listening area from Jersey to Jerusalem, just go to WWDBAM.com for the simulcast. And for any show we've ever recorded. So when you can't get to sleep at 3 in the morning, just dial up any of our past shows and drift off with great music, Abyssal Yiddish, a little Hebrew, and more great music. Engineer extraordinaire Jason Duffy and the wonderful folks at WWDBAM make it happen for you. And we'll all be looking for the pleasure of your company next week. Same time, same station. Until then, this has been Marshall Portnoy. Shalom uvracha. Peace and blessing.